identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's Fun Music, 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Well, I guess it would be nice.
This is 105.7 CFW.
105.7 CFW. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Mike McKay here. Hope it's going to be a great day today. Up and at it. Let's do it. Let's get on the move. I got a lot of great music to get you on your way. Some interesting things, including later this morning, if you'd like to slow down the aging process. I came across something that allegedly should help them, okay? And a lot more coming your way. Good morning.
CFW.
Wasn't hurting anyone, and we all enjoyed.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott. This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW, talking in your sleep. Do you ever talk in your sleep? Have you ever been told that you talk in your sleep? Lori tells me all the time, I talk in my sleep or I make these strange noises that sound like words. And she tries to figure it out. We've been together a long time. I told her, you haven't figured it out yet. What's the... You're just making yourself crazy by trying to do that. Gary Newman now, Cars, 105.7 CFW. Good morning.
You know all the words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four wheel drive.
95.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you. Thanks for letting me get up and at it with you this morning. Get you on your way. I appreciate that. Would you like to slow down the aging process? According to a new study, they suggest there's a way to do that. Give me about 7 minutes and I'll tell you all about it. Of course, we'll all be 7 minutes older at that time. It's a tricky situation, isn't it? Anyway, stay close. Here's the Cars, 105.7 CFW.
Sun fell down. You kept it going.
CFW. Remember this one?
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city.
1057 CFW, Mike Piquet along with you. Getting you on your way on this Tuesday morning. Okay, I just read this. According to a new study, if you'd like to slow down the aging process, according to this study, staying in school can slow down the signs of aging. Researchers say that they found an extra 2 years education leads to a 2% to 3% slower pace of aging and a 10% lower risk of death. So it's not a big slowing of the aging process, but nonetheless, staying in school a little longer helps you to slow things down. Yes, the reality of life, it takes a toll, doesn't it? Here's Seal now, Kiss from a Rose, 105.7 CFW. I'm not sure if that info was helpful or not.
that when it snows, my eyes become alive and the light that you shine can't be seen. A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot and the light that you shine can't be seen. So much a man can tell you, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large and the light that you shine can't be seen.
How many times have you been at work listening to some local radio station and you
nod off?
Could be dangerous. Could even get you fired.
Wait, what happened?
Well, have we got the solution for you? We designed 105.7 CFW so you can listen to it all day long. This is the Valley's fun music, and that means no falling asleep. Wake up. Toss that other station on the finished pile and plan to spend your workday with us instead. 105.7 CFW.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for hunting and fishing. And their huge variety of live bait can't be beat. Bill's Sports Shop on Bridge Street, downtown Chippewa Falls.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues, similar to the ones used to play today, were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Chippewa Valley weather.
It is going to be a little warmer today, mostly sunny, up to 47 for a high today. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear, our low 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 51. Then by Thursday, some sun in the morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon, 53, with some scattered rain by Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
CFW.
Let's do it. On the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Low, she said, "You're a liar." I said, "I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire." Took her to the hotel, she said, "You're the king." I said, "Be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing." Wow. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gonna rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, "You have plans for the night?" I said, "Hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight." So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I key in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, "Hey, you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing." Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out, it's always hype. And with me and the crew leaving shindig, I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame, I ain't lying, felt she was fine. This sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine, and still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was like static cling. But that's what happens when bodies start slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. She wanted to do the wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Wild thing. show at the local discotheque. This fine young chick was on my jock, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, chill for now and maybe later you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, walk, you ready? Let's break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby. Wow, fine.
Wow, 105.7 CFW.
105.7 CFW. Sort of, we're supposed to see mostly sunny sky, like 50, 51 for the expected high today. All right, the discussion on my Facebook page this morning is very simple. In one word, how would you describe this winter so far? All I ask is that you keep it clean, okay? I'm sure there is some colorful words to describe what we've been dealing with this winter, but in one word, okay, how would you describe this winter? Head over to my Facebook page, Mike McKay, and let me know.